This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps, Dan Menigan, flying our ship today. Anthony's taking phone calls. We're going to hear from Anthony doing some 2020s coming up in the noon hour. Myles Garrett wants out. Myles Garrett wants to talk to Jimmy. Jimmy says, no, I don't care to talk. Talk to Andrew Barry. I pay him to do such things. Myles pays his representation to do things. Maybe they could find a trade partner for the Browns. Maybe that could move this thing along one way or the other, Andy.
You're like just trying to solve peace. That's all you're doing.
Well,
you're trying to get us
I'm
some
Switzerland.
Peace. You are. Fine chocolate you have over there.
Thank you very much.
A lot of money stuff in your banks too, don't I?
What would you do here, folks? You know, I ultimately want Miles on this team, but I want Miles happy.
I feel like that's gone.
I don't.
Both these sides have dug their feet in the ground, and this is where it's going to have to end
March.
At some point.
They haven't dug anything yet. It's March.
Oh, I disagree.
It's March. March. If it's July and Miles isn't there, okay. If it's August and he's not there, okay. If it's September and he's not there, well, that's a lot of digging, and it's a lot of hitting up the savings account because you're not getting paid. Nelson is in Avon Lake. Hello, Nelson.
Guys, how are you?
Hey.
We're having a fine Friday, Nelson.
I know. I love it. Andy, I happen to agree with you. I think the Myles Garrett in Cleveland Browns ship has sailed,
yep.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say this. You know, our owner, deservedly so or not, you could argue, deserves a lot of criticism. But I will give Jimmy credit for not undermining the people that he's put in place. And for someone like me who is privileged to work in a leadership position, I can appreciate that Jimmy has taken a stand. And, you know, you can argue whether you like Andrew or, you know, the organization, but those are the people that he's put in place, and they deserve the respect and the courtesy of not being undermined. So I respect Jimmy for doing that. And I have a question and a point. The question is, does Miles have a no-trade clause? I don't believe he does.
Do you not believe
then,
so?
Yeah. And then, you know, how many
teams I don't think anybody has one in the NFL, do they, except Mahomes? Isn't Mahomes
yeah, maybe.
Like the only guy?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, how many quarterback-needy teams like the Browns are one, and I get it, right? Miles is one of one. Perhaps could go in history as maybe the best defensive end in the history of the NFL, but how many of the quarterback-needy
teams? I think you're stretching it, but that's okay.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, right? Like,
yep, he's good. He's really good.
He's good, right? But you say, how many of the quarterback-needy teams are one Miles Garrett away from going to the promised land, which is winning the Super Bowl? And I guess I would argue that maybe there are a handful of teams. I guess you could put, I don't know, Detroit, you could put in there, although they're not quarterback needy, but So you can put Detroit in there. You can say Washington maybe, and they have an up-and-coming quarterback. But the Browns cannot afford to trade. If they're going to trade Miles, which I believe they will, they can't afford to trade him to a team that can only afford to give him, you know, a late first-round draft pick.
Agreed.
They would need to trade him to someone who is probably just maybe not as bad as we were last year, but close to who we can get a high draft pick for. So this is interesting. I'm fascinated by where it's going to go, but I appreciate the time as always, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah, Nelson.
According to Sportskeeda, there were 7 players going into the season last year that had no trade clause. Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts, almost all quarterbacks, Patrick Mahomes, Jared Goff, Kirk Cousins, Dak Prescott, Jared Allen, all quarterbacks, I should say.
Not many, huh?
Mm-mm.
Yep, it's a different world than other sports.
Mm-hmm.
Ben is in Garfield Heights. Hello,
Ben. Hey,
Ben.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
You know, we've had this succession of great athletes, Jim Brown, LeBron, and now Miles. I can't fault the guy for wanting to leave with 2 years on his deal. I think the best possible solution here would be for him to stay, for us to amend things. But I do agree with both of you and so many of your callers that this is done. I do think he's going to get traded. But my question to you is, what will other NFL owners be willing to offer? What sort of precedent does this set where a player requests a trade and the owners kind of buy into? They wouldn't want their players doing that. So,
well, Lamar Jackson's the one guy that I always think of, right? Lamar wanted out, disrespect and all this stuff, and then all of a sudden ended up back there. The other part of it, too, is the money part, that if, you know, Jimmy Haslam, I don't think would be scared to put his name on the bottom of a check that said, you're the highest paid defensive player in the league. And Miles just doesn't seem to want that, which this is where I respect Miles, that if he's willing to walk away from that, then okay. Then I kind of understand where he's at. He truly doesn't want to be here, and it's more about principle than it is about the cash. So,
I think that's where we're at. I think exactly where we're at, yes. Yeah.
Ben, thank you. I think that's where we're at, Andy. You know, Miles hasn't said anything about a whole new contract, but I would bet that he doesn't agree to a trade.
Well, he said he didn't want an extension. That came out last
year.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I wonder if he would want to go to another team.
But what does an extension mean anywhere else, to get out of his contract?
But I wonder if he would agree to a trade with only 2 years on his contract, and I can't imagine another team trading for him.
For only 2 years.
Right,
yeah.
All right, let me throw this thought out here because I don't think it's been addressed. You bring up the 2 years thing. In baseball, right, when do you typically see guys get dealt?
Now.
2 years left on the contract.
Yep.
Because that means you get them for 2 postseason runs. That's when they're at their maximum value. You can make a move for them then. I wonder if Myles Garrett is playing that same card, where he's looking at the Browns and saying, I'm not re-signing. Trade me now so that you get maximum return that you can get. So
but,
then that
but I don't know that they can get maximum return. That's the issue here.
But you're watching these guys on 1 year deals because then they got to turn around and they got to pay them to have them in the future, which is why that value drops. With 2 years left, that value could be higher.
So that would, what you're saying though, Dan, means that Miles would have to say, yeah, I don't need a new contract. I'm just willing to go play for you for 2 years.
I'm going to play for you for 2 years.
But think another team might not want to make that trade, because if you're giving up a decent draft choice or a decent draft haul, you'd want more than 2 years from that player.
But then why does it end up working in these other sports? Why does it end up working in baseball when you got two years left?
Is a different beast.
I think it's a similar beast in this regard.
I don't at all.
The same amount of postseason runs pertain for both, which is why it's a similar beast.
I disagree. I just think football is such a different animal than
an NFL
the other
team is going to want Miles for more than 2 years.
Exactly. Yeah. And you're not going to turn around and then pay him.
If you're the Patriots,
how many times do we see these guys? I'm sorry, Jeff. In baseball, how many times do we see a guy say, "Okay, he's got 2 years left on his deal. Trade him now. Let the other team worry about the contract." And sometimes it doesn't work out. They end up with another team 2 years later. That happens in baseball.
You end up with Francisco Lindor, where you hold on to him for too long and get very little back. Which is why I wonder if this is basically Miles Garrett, his trade request, quote unquote, is him basically just going, I'm not re-signing with you, so deal me now and get the maximum return that you possibly can.
Okay, that's a great conversation for him and Andrew Berry, but if he wants to keep running up and down press row, whining about what's going on. He's already had, like, the fans, I think, when this thing all started, they were all like, you know what? Miles is right. We don't want to see the same thing happen to him that happened to Joe Thomas. Let him get out of here. And the more Miles speaks, the more I see phone lines that say, let him go.
But that's what all this...
That say, don't trade him. Don't give him what he wants. I mean, it's endless.
But the minute
but this is going to come out worse. Do the people who are on the phone lines that you're pointing at vote for the guy to go to the Hall of Fame? Sorry to cut you off, Jeff.
That's all right. You guys are fired up. It's good. That's really good. And the minute
what is him going to the Hall of Fame after
the minute that the guy says, you know what, I am going to play, and I'm going to show up, and I'm going to play, we're number 95 for the Browns. Browns fans will love him again.
Yeah, of course so, the Browns fans. If he puts on the jersey, the fans will
absolutely
love, agree with you.
Absolutely. David's buzzing around town. Hi, David.
David!
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
So my question is, there's got to be other teams that are in a similar situation that we should be looking towards. If we have to pay Miles, if we have to trade him and take that hit, which we're financially we're kind of stuck with this Watson situation. So this resolution seems to be that he's going to be gone, whether we sit and lose 2025 and get way less for him in return, or go after like a Green Bay or maybe even like Arizona, who has if you look up like essentially. Player, like disgruntled players that are going to be coming up on the end. They've got 1 or 2 years left on their contracts. Same situation we're in. We just have the best player on this list and end up trying to make a deal for like a Zaven Collins from Arizona. We get their guy. They get Miles. They're drafting in the middle of the draft, so it's a much better draft spot. I'm sure that they'd love to get Miles on their team.
How about this? Trey Hendrickson for Miles Garrett.
But then I don't want anywhere near AFC. I don't want to see Miles Garrett six times a year.
So yeah, well,
it has to, in my opinion, you know, I mean, it,
but at that point, if you get what you want, who cares if you're playing Miles Garrett?
You still got to overcome that hurdle at the end of the year. You're talking about a team that's loaded at wide receiver, one of the arguably the best quarterbacks in the NFL.
No,
they might be a Miles Garrett away.
But David, I'm just playing along with what you said. You know, hey, another team with disgruntled player. All right. You have arguably the two best defensive ends in the NFL. How about that for an earth-shattering trade, David? One for the other.
I think there's other fact. If you can avoid that, I think you try to avoid that because there's also the ramifications of the fan. Like the fans, you know, when they did the trade for Johnny Manziel, it wasn't about Johnny Manziel. It was about selling jerseys. That is a part of it about the fan engagement. And so I guarantee you that there's going to be a lot of angry fans that have to if they have to see Miles Garrett wearing black and yellow, or orange and black, or purple and black. It's just it's
not if the guy not if the guy who, not if the guy you get for him is as good as he is, and playing that well, and happy to be here. Those are key words, aren't they, Andy?
Yes.
Happy to be here.
Yes. I mean, I don't. It's all about Berea, though. I don't think this is about his teammates. I don't think this is about the fans. I think this is just about. He wants to leave. He wants to leave now, and he wants you to forget about the contract that he signed. That's all there is to it. And I just don't know. On the other side of it, if you hire someone to do something and you expect that contract to be fulfilled.
You have a legally binding piece of paper.
Yeah. Although contracts are made to be broken.
So. Yes, yes, it is. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan. It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Travis Soucek from The Score. Great baseball guy. Going to join us at noon.
Oh, good.
BA's had something come up. He's not blowing us off. He's got a life. And something came up at noon. So BA's not going to join us. Travis Soucek says, yes, I will pinch hit for Brian Anderson. Either that or come in relief since Brian was a pitcher.
Yep. Something suddenly came up.
let me throw this thought at you. Okay. Mm-hmm. And you tell me if there's anything to this and if this is a factor in all of this.
Okay.
And Miles Garrett wanting to meet with Jimmy Haslam, Jimmy saying, nope, you can talk to Andrew Berry. And it looks like everybody's getting all mad and hot in a biscuit. And, you know, Miles is going to sit out games and willing to, according to reports. And the Browns don't want to trade him, blah, 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 blah.
Is cold in a biscuit bad? I'm just curious.
Well, yeah, if you want real biscuits.
You never had a cold biscuit before?
Yeah, they're not bad.
Especially
hot biscuits with a little butter.
Oh.
Now you're talking
No, honey.
You want cinnamon butter?
Oh, honey. A little honey on there.
A little honey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, aren't you just the extravagant guy?
There you go. Living a good life.
So Max Crosby just signed.
A big deal.
A big deal.
Big.
Biggest deal for a non-quarterback, and he's going to make $35.5 million a year.
Yep, just drove up the price of Miles, by the way.
Well, Miles already has a price, Andy. He has 2 years left on his contract. Does that mean anything here?
Yes and no. For the sake of argument, if he wants to sit out, yes, it means something. If the Browns want to go in there and go, you know what? We'll give you more. You want to stay? We'll give you more. And by the way, we can kick the can down the road on your contract, too. We'll give you a lot of cash up front, like we do everyone else, to make sure that we can keep all these other players on the roster. So we're not messing with we are kind of messing with the salary cap, but at least it becomes manageable for us.
Max Crosby, over the last 3 years, has 34.5 sacks. Miles Garrett, over the last 3 years, has 44 sacks.
More money. Or no money.
But, well, you money, tell me. If money's you're... not, we're not talking about money here.
Well, you're
it's
not.
It's about competition.
We are. Miles isn't.
It's about competition, isn't it? I mean, isn't that what we're hearing? I want to compete and I want to win. Isn't that what
it's
it is?
That's all we're hearing. He's not really talking about money. And
well,
I
he hasn't talked about money.
Except he said, yeah, I don't want to talk about a contract extension. That was last week's news.
He might not want to, but...
Why are we playing this in public? Why? Why couldn't they have just figured this out before the season?
Trey Hendrickson in the last 2 years, 35 sacks. 35 for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Gotcha.
Miles, last 2 years, 28 sacks. Is it interesting that Trey Hendrickson is allowed to seek a trade shortly after Max Crosby signs this big money contract?
No, because that's Cincinnati.
That contract's about double what Trey Hendrickson makes.
Yep. It's not like the Browns are trading. I mean, look, again, and Dan, correct me if I'm wrong, you're not trading Miles Garrett before June 1st, right? He will have zero impact on the draft. It doesn't make any sense for the Browns to, dead cap-wise, trying to get rid of him before June 1st. Seems like a major, major issue for the Browns. Is that wrong or right?
See, this is the issue. It kills them financially. Yes?
Yes, right?
Pre-June 1 would be a $36 million cap hit. Post-June 1 would be a $14 million cap hit. So a little bit better.
I don't know, man.
Now, I think you could do designations and all that kind of good stuff and play around with it, but yeah. So
I mean, could you do the NBA thing where you say you made a trade, send somebody go up there during the draft, wear the other hat, and then it doesn't become official until June 1st?
I believe you can, but let me ask a smart person.
Okay. He's going to ask a smart person. Thank you.
The more we sit here today, the more I'm willing to allow Miles' representation.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yep.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
To look for a deal.
Okay, let's look.
Because you can always say, yeah, no. You know what? We don't like that.
We'll pass.
Yeah, we'll pass. Jim's in Strongsville. Hi, Jim.
Hello, James.
Hey, guys. Listen, Dandy, first off, I'm very, very excited by the fact that you have the pull. I didn't think you had the pull to bring a governor onto the, you know.
Oh, it was very, very exciting. Glad. Yeah, I feel bad because I was dealing with some family issues, so I couldn't do it. But Daryl did a very, very good job with that. If you get a chance to go watch it.
Very impressive. Secondly, Dan doesn't know any smart people, so I don't know who he's calling.
Wow. Unfortunately, Dan does know a lot of smart people. I'm going to back him up on this one. I'll rip him for everything else, but he does know smart people.
Look, I'll say this. The problem with the Browns are a unique situation. I heard a caller call in earlier and say, well, look what other teams are not. The closest thing you could come to what other in another team would have been Denver with Russell Wilson. But that doesn't even match up right because you don't have a player of Miles caliber demanding a trade. I mean, they've backed themselves into a corner here. You're right. The Browns absolutely can't let him go till June 1st. And the problem that you have is you've got two guys. You got a guy in the front office and head coach that are avoiding the rebuild term and actually saying it out loud and doing it because they're fighting for their jobs. But at the end of the day, let's say you let Miles go June 1st. That message you send to that locker room, you already heard Denzel Ward, even though he backed away from it a little bit, say, well, maybe I'd have to think about my situation. The problem is Miles is the first domino to fall that pretty much forces your hand in moving a lot of the high-priced guys on the roster because clear message you're sending to the locker room is that we're rebuilding. So it all comes down to the Deshaun Watson contract. That has basically painted them into a corner.
Absolutely.
Where these guys just don't have any choices. They don't have options. They're so limited, and we're like, well, why don't they want to do it? Would 2 years do it? I think right now the biggest thing is, like, if they traded him before June 1st, they'd have trouble fielding a team.
Jim, the other aspect of this, and I wonder, do we know what the marching orders are for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski? You know, have the Haslams told them, hey, you better win this year or you're out? Have they said, We know we're building this thing back up and, you know, you guys are good. We gave you contract extensions. Or if the Haslams told them nothing and Andrew's trying to figure the best way to navigate moving forward, you know?
I think this might end up being the biggest mistake. And this is saying a lot. I think this might end up go down as the biggest mistake of the Haslam era so far is not, and I don't mean this, I get it, people are involved and, like, I get there's good feelings, but having not changed regimes at the end of this year and made a clean break with new guys that could come in and say, okay, you know what? We are rebuilding. We do have this new stadium coming up. Really taking a big picture approach. I just think he's so gun shy, or maybe he likes Andrew and he likes Kevin. I don't know what it is, but this move right now is a mistake because you're putting the Browns in a limbo situation going into next year. Instead of taking their medicine and moving on and, like, saying that, yes, you know what?
Why do the Browns have to take any medicine? They signed a contract with this guy, and he's got 2 years to go. I don't understand. Why do the Browns have to take the medicine on this one? I understand. 3 wins last year. Not happy about that. Do they need changes? Absolutely. They've got to figure some stuff out moving forward, but I don't see how losing the best defensive player in the NFL helps you. So
Miles is a symptom, not a treatment, Andy. That's the problem. That's my whole point. Okay. I get it. Like, he would have been unhappy either way. I'm not saying that trading Miles is it. What I'm saying, though, is that we're to this situation, and look, something's going to have to give between Miles. I get your argument. He signed the contract, but you know what? If he doesn't want to play and you bring him in and he's not a good dude in the locker room, and all the language and all the conversations Miles had, dude, if you're an established player in that locker room, you got to start. You're stepping back and you're looking at it, saying, "Yeah, maybe Miles is right." It's a symptom. It's not the medicine. It's not the underlying issue. It's just a symptom of the problem that we're going into. And my feeling is that we're going to just be treading water next year. Where we could have done this and been down with it, and like, okay, we're rebuilding. We're all clinging to this hope that, like, well, maybe. That was my point.
I don't think he's coming back. I still don't feel like
free agency starts Monday. Draft is in April. Stay tuned. Scott's in the streets, bro.
If he's going to hold tight to where he is, I kind of hope he stays to his principles. If that's
home
what
of
he
the
wants
Rockets.
To, yeah. Scott.
What's up, Scott?
Hey, what's up? How y'all doing?
Good. You?
Good. I would just say this. Number one, I'm not sure I really care about him or any player's happiness. It'd be cool if they're happy, but he has no real leverage. He could sit out. He could say he's going to sit out, but how many guys have done that over the last 10 years for an actual 10 games?
At his age, Scott, you probably don't want to sit out a season.
And not only that, we talk about 2-year contract. I got you for 4 if I won. I'll drop 2 tags on you.
Yeah,
and then
where
are you going to be in 4 years?
Point too. Yep, we've talked about that.
Yeah, we'd like to make it work for sure. And I tell him, look, man, like, we're part of, you don't want to use rebuild, retool, reload, whatever. You're part of that. And obviously, we need to get this quarterback situation figured out is the biggest part. But we need you to be a part of that. And if this works out and we get in the right direction this year, maybe we will talk next year and see. But I'm not taking less than 3 months if you want to talk about a trade. And if nobody's coming with something close to that, then – we'll see you down the road.
All right, Scott. I don't think he's worth 3 number one picks.
Scott, I made the same argument. So, Scott, you and I are on the same page for that thing. I'm that's where it starts. That's where the conversation starts. I'm willing to come back on that, though. I think 3 number ones is going to be tough.
I agree with you on that.
Although the Browns were able to give away 3 number ones, so.
That's for a quarterback. Nixon Nunner.
That's the best defense player
Nick.
In the NFL.
Honestly, I think bringing this other defensive guy is good because you're going ahead and you're fixing your problem on your defensive line. Now in your draft, you can focus on getting that offensive line fixed.
Meaning what? Trey Hendrickson for Myles
fixed.
Garrett?
Is that people
what you're
don't
saying?
Go running straight through. I mean, you bring this other guy in to run with Myles Garrett on the defense.
Oh, you mean Abdul
great.
Carter?
Have them both.
I'm not Nick. Thank you. I wasn't exactly sure who Nick meant there. What's he thinking? Martin's in Strongsville. Martin.
You know, guys, the more that I look at this, the more that I see that Jimmy Haslam's hands had to be really deep in the Deshaun Watson trade. Okay.
Absolutely.
I mean, because otherwise, you would have fired these two guys. They would have fought. They would have been forced to fall on the sword. Okay. It's the only reason why they're keeping them there now. Why would they keep them there? Well, let's think about this for a second. Where did they come up with $40 million to write to Deshaun Watson yesterday? It came from the insurance money that they're going to get from the end of last year and this year, okay? So they lucked out there, okay? Now, what are they going to do? Yeah, they've got $13 million. They may have to restructure some more contracts.
Yes.
But that's never been a hard point for Andrew Berry to do.
They always seem to be able to do it. Yep.
So in that respect, he does a good job. He's better, obviously, at finding free agents than he is at picking drafts. But we'll see what happens.
All right, Martin. Thank you very much. this saga is not going away, but we'll get back to it later. You know what I want to do, Andy?
You want an answer from a front office member?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So I texted a front office, current front office employee source, and asked him the question Andy had, which was, can we do the NBA thing where you say, okay, so-and-so, could you draft this player for me? And then post June 1, let's make the trade. And then that player that I wanted initially comes over in the trade as part of the first round pick, right?
Right, right.
That's what you were wondering?
Yes.
Right, I have that right?
Yeah.
So according to a current front office member, apparently the hang up on doing that is that the allotted rookie pool money doesn't travel. So if a guy was picked fifth and then subsequently traded, that rookie pool allotted there does not travel with them. So they would have to, I don't know if that means they would have to sign a borderline free agent type contract, or if that means you just wouldn't be able to do it because you don't have that allotted amount of money. I am not 100% sure. I'll dig into that a little bit more, but it sounds like it's something that you can't really do, or it hasn't been done yet. I'll dig a little deeper.
All right, so I'm trying to find a little Andrew Wiggins love here. That's all.
Let's find us a
quarterback.
That's
what I was thinking, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, let's get right back to the heart of the matter.
Okay.
Let's find us a quarterback.
Let's do that.
Next on Baskin and Phelps. That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Dan Menigan's flying our ship today. Looking dang good in his flannel over there.
It's Flannel really Friday.
It's quarterback time, isn't it, Andy?
It's also Flannel Friday.
Is it Flannel Friday?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get the memo?
Well, because you're not in the cool.
Do you even own flannel?
Yeah, actually, I do.
Really?
Yeah.
My
wife bought me a flannel shirt for Christmas.
I can honestly tell you I own zero.
She's also flannel. Mad at me because I haven't worn it yet.
Oh, I take it back. I have flannel pajamas.
Oh, accounts for something. Those are super comfy.
It's a visual I don't need.
No one asked you to visualize the situation.
Well, you threw it right out there. How is that visual not going to pop into my head?
Well, because
Baskin and flannel PJs.
What's the problem with that?
Yeah, they're probably more covering than most of the other things he wears.
Yes, that's true. They call me Mr. Belly Button.
Oh, my God. Use that thing for salt when you're eating celery in bed, don't you? Pour it right in there.
See, now that's the visual I didn't ask for. That's gross.
Stick peanut butter in there instead of the salt.
Oh,
it's better for
stop.
You.
Oh,
no.
God. Oh.
Dan, get us out of this. Hit the little sounder, would you please?
They should do.
And by the way.
Wait a second. I have a great invention idea. Now you've got this.
Don't you?
What if they made a belly button ramekin?
Oh. Baskin and Phelps are merely here to inform you, not to influence you in any way, shape, or form, nor reflect the opinions of both Jeff and or Andy on who will play quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. These segments may cause nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset stomach, diarrhea, and or any other misfortunes.
If you're allergic to quarterbacks, don't listen to the segment.
If this conversation lasts more than 6 minutes, go see a doctor.
Baskin and Phelps present.
All right, so tell me again how this is not the same old Browns.
Let's find us a quarterback.
I have an idea.
The belly ramekin.
I have an idea.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Draft Cam Ward, who played some college football at Washington State.
Okay.
And then bring in another Washington State guy to go along with him. He's a free agent because the Raiders aren't going to bring him back. And his name, ladies and gentlemen, Gardner Minshew.
Oh, boy.
Again,
Great. We're
just talking about guys who may be available, right? That's what we're talking about. Correct?
Correct.
Okay, we're not saying you should go sign Gardner Minshew. However, if you draft a quarterback with the second pick, and don't need a veteran who you think is going to be your guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you need a veteran who can step in, be competent, play if needed, maybe be a good voice in the ear of the young guy. You could do worse than Gardner Minshew. Now,
you could do worse. You could do better.
Well, okay. And I'll ask you for better options coming up in a minute. Gardner Minshew has been in the league for 6 years. He's played for four teams.
Okay.
Came in with Jacksonville, 2 years. Philadelphia, 2 years, back up there. Indy, 1 year. Vegas, 1 year. So he's been on three teams in 3 years. His career record's not good. 17 wins, 29 losses as a starter. But he's started a lot of games. He was 6-6 as a rookie in Jacksonville when he kind of came in and took the league by storm. Remember all that excitement, all that buzz he created? Mm-hmm. He's a late-round pick who stepped in and did a really nice job. And then, not this last year in Vegas, but the year before in Indy, he went 7-6. He had two really big years. And one of them was that rookie year in Jacksonville, 3,200 yards, 21 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Went 6-6. And then in 2023 in Indy, he started 13 games, played in 17, over 3,300 yards passing, 15 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Andy, his record might not be good. You might not mind this. 68 touchdowns and 34 interceptions in his career. Raiders are going to release him. Raiders are looking for an upgrade as their starting quarterback. I would too. He's not my answer for a starting quarterback. There are other veteran free agents out there. If I'm not going to get a guy at number two at quarterback, if I'm going to bring in a guy in the second round or the third round, he's not the guy I would want to come in and be the starter. There are other guys I'd rather have as well. But 28-year-old guy, some experience playing in the league, some competent play in the league, I think you could actually do worse. And his release isn't official. The Browns could actually, if they wanted to. He's got another year under contract. They could ship a 7th-round draft choice for him.
I'll do that.
And then you have your veteran already. You don't have to worry about it in free agency. But that rules out a lot of guys at free agency who I think might be better, maybe, and you think might be better. I would think, let's just say, free agency begins. Okay?
Yes, yes.
And he's available. If I'm the Browns, I'm either trading for him beforehand, or if he becomes available in free agency and you sign him, it would scream to me that you're taking a quarterback with the 2nd pick in the draft.
For sure, for sure.
You think so?
Yes.
There are other guys that you would think if they signed, you would think that doesn't scream that they're going to sign or draft a quarterback at 2. For instance, let's just say you make a trade for Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, that's
it. Let's just say, you know, Kirk gets released and you sign him in free agency.
Are there 3 quarterbacks out there, 2 quarterbacks now in free agency you feel like can come in and start and that you want to have some sort of future with them 2-3 years? Is that how you feel?
I am very open to that idea. There are a couple of guys. But I think the best scenario here, and it still hasn't changed in my mind, is that Cam Ward is sitting there at 2 and you take him. After that, I'm real comfortable with the idea of drafting a guy in the 2nd round who watches a guy play who you signed in free agency.
So what are we looking at still, right? You're still looking at Kirk Cousins. You're looking at...
We're looking at the same guys.
Russell Wilson.
It hasn't changed much. Minshew has been added because the Raiders aren't going to bring him back. They were talking to Matthew Stafford, apparently. He was so inspired, he went back to the Rams.
Again, you ask yourself, what kind of a quarterback are you looking for? Are you looking for somebody who's going to be here for 1 year? Are you looking for somebody who's going to maybe be here for 3 years? No more than that, though, right? Because you're probably going to draft a quarterback. So if you're going out and you're trying to find a free agent quarterback, you're looking at, for the maximum, 3-year quarterback, right? Is that fair?
In free agency?
Yeah.
I would think so. And the issue here is if you don't draft a guy at 2, there's no urgency to put him on the field, and he might not be ready to be on the field.
True.
You know, so it might take a while. So I think you could add him to the list. But Andy, if he were the guy that they decided we're going to bring him in and he's going to be our starting quarterback, I think that's an underwhelming move. So I would pass on Gardner Minshew unless...
My heart now can go back to its normal heart.
Well, but think about this. Let's just say they acquire him, you know, before the draft. To me, that screams they're taking a quarterback with the 2nd pick, which would mean either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Maybe Jackson Dart is in their future at 33.
Yeah, but see, can you bank on, hey, we really like that guy, we're going to take him at 33.
Or Quinn Ewers. Or Jalen Monroe. How many quarterbacks are going to go in the first round?
Can I drop something on you that's going to make you go, huh?
Yeah.
Charles Davis, who's been on our show several times over the years.
Yes.
Color analyst for CBS and writes for NFL.com.
Yepers.
Released his first mock draft Wednesday night. Yep.
What'd he say?
You ready?
Is it just a 1-rounder or what?
Actually, what is it? I think it's a 1-rounder.
Okay.
Because I didn't bother to look past it because I was stunned. With the number 1 pick, he has Shedeur Sanders going to the Tennessee Titans.
Wow, that means that everything over the week last week was smokescreen.
At number two, he has the Browns taking Cam Ward. Thank you, I'll take that. At number three, he has the New York Giants taking Jackson Dart.
Whoa, really?
Yes.
At three?
At three overall.
Oh, that is surprising.
Isn't that something?
Yep, that's something.
And then he has Abdul Carter going to Mike Vrabel and the Patriots at four, in which case Mike Vrabel would do cartwheels down to the harbor and get some tea.
Is he going to get taxed on it? Is there a tariff on that tea?
I'm not sure. Okay. There are tariffs on everything, aren't there?
On that tea, though?
Isn't that interesting, though?
That is
out of nowhere. You've barely seen Jackson Dart ever mentioned in the first round of a draft. Anybody's mock. And Charles Davis has him going at three.
Sanders, Ward, Dart.
In that order.
Carter.
Boom, boom, boom.
Travis Hunter goes right after him.
Boom, boom, boom.
Then Mason Graham. You okay with that? At six to the Raiders? That seems like it's
a good fit. Why would I care?
Well, Dan does. Dan likes him.
Mason Dan likes him a lot.
Guy. Yeah.
Yep, he likes him a lot.
Wait, who do I like?
Mason Graham.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even there have to. You didn't even ask that twice. I knew that.
Thank you. That's thoughtful.
Interesting, though, isn't it?
I got your back.
Appreciate you.
So there's our quarterback du jour. It's Gardner Minshew. And again, if the Browns sign him sometime before the draft, if he's acquired by the Browns before the draft, to me it would absolutely scream that either Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders is going to be the pick at number two. Or Charles Davis says Jackson Dart at three. Could he go at two? I don't think so. But I think it's interesting. Travis Sawchuk is a terrific baseball writer for The Score. He's a really smart guy. He lives here in Northeast Ohio. He's been with us before. He's coming up next. I can't wait to get his thoughts on what's going on with this rotation, because somebody pitched for the first time yesterday, and somebody looked really good. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.